Biden and Trump having two debates.
Yeah,
I'm that's going to be Christians and Lions.
Yeah, no, right. No audience. Just television studios. One in Atlanta for CNN, and then also ABC will be in September.
He got called out by CNN. He said he inherited 9.4% inflation. Total lie. It was 1.4. And not to mention there were some wars that weren't happening and Putin had invaded Ukraine.
Yeah, sure.
I can't tell you how frustrating it is to have to constantly point this stuff out, but at least others are noticing. I mentioned this on the afternoon show yesterday. Dame Judi Dench thinks if you need trigger warnings to attend the theater, maybe you should just not go to the theater. She said the trigger warnings required for Shakespeare's King Lear would be voluminous, just for starters. Thelma Houston got the boot on The Masked Singer. I didn't even know she was on it. But she does have that one song that I really, really love.
Don't
leave me this way.
Don't leave me this way, yeah.
Long-awaited Led Zeppelin documentary headed to theaters, but no word when. It's called Becoming Led Zeppelin. And there was one other... I think I have a clip on that. Let's take a quick listen to Becoming Led Zeppelin.
The King, Elvis.
Yeah.
We met him in about 1973.
Now, how was that in terms of personalities?
Well, he had a lot of chicks. He got something going on, but...
So you had that in common with Elvis. Oh. A lot of chicks.
That was... Robert Plant with David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be interesting.
Robert Plant's voice is interesting. we're used to hearing him sing, but just to hear him talk is different.
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 You know what's different?
What?
We have now moved to the 7 o'clock hour of the show.
Yes, we have.
That means Random Facts is next hour with a $20 food outlet pop quiz question to follow. If you're looking to celebrate an occasion... Dad's Day is coming up. Yeah, Brian Jewelry has great options for Dad. Stop by the store. Talk to them. Meet the staff. They've been helping people match up gifts for people for 7 decades, over 3 generations, and nobody's better than they are. With a huge selection of very competitively priced jewelry, layaway programs, wish lists, and you can do 0% financing with a Synchrony luxury account for qualified buyers. They can also create something from scratch. You might want to talk, and they don't charge for that. They work the idea with their professional jewelers. Free care and cleaning on the lifetime of your purchase, which is nice. And they help you save big money on your first purchase of $200 or more. All you got to do is visit them online, brianjewelry.com, which gives you a great look at their whole collection and options like under $20. I mean, this is high-quality merchandise, the real deal stuff, but very competitively priced. Sign up for membership, and then when you do find that item that costs $200 or more, they'll take $100 off at the register just for accepting membership with Brian Jewelry in Prattville, serving the preferred community for almost 80 years. It's an incredible story, and they just keep getting better. They're building beautiful. Just put up a few years back at 1778 East Main, and again, get started at brianjewelry.com.
Traffic is brought to you by the Alabama Hospital Association. Caregivers, teachers, job creators, and more. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org.
7:04. I'm going to go check traffic.
Well, so far so good this morning. We're looking good. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. We haven't heard or seen any accidents this morning so far that are going to slow you down. Please buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. Right now, light to mostly moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. And we're a bit busy on all of our feeder roads into Montgomery this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Larry Liveoak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
It's time again, folks. Saturday, May 18th, 10 till 5, Don Sawyer's Downtown Artists will be all over downtown Wetumpka, showing and selling their world-class art, art objects, and culinary delights. This show with 57 artists is one of the largest ever in this area, and the Downtown Artists is a major reason that Wetumpka is fast becoming a cultural arts center. Join us Saturday, May 18th, 10 till 5, in downtown Wetumpka for Don Sawyer's Downtown Artists. See Don at his Sawyer Art Studio on Company Street for more information. Wetumpka rocks.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Like the new ES 350, now just $535 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings ends soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU 2410573999, due assigning 5,000 mile lease. VIN number R513070645272, due assigning 10,000 mile lease. Wells 36 months with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, dog feed. Expires 6/4/24.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanche with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
This is not headline news. There's speculation Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck may be getting a divorce. Oh, yes. It is that time of year again, isn't it? The star of The Golden Bachelorette is a 61-year-old grandma from Maryland. The show will air on ABC, even though she watches CBS. Dolly Parton is launching a new line of limited edition Krispy Kreme donuts. They're as sweet as Dolly and contain just as many artificial ingredients. And Wallet Hub named Atlanta as the top U.S. city to start a career. Unless that career is playing football for the Falcons. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News in a moment, but first, some really great tap dancing. At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to debate each other in June and September. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping have signed a cooperation agreement as the two leaders meet in Beijing. The Slovak Prime Minister is in serious but stable condition. Robert Fico was shot multiple times in an assassination attempt yesterday. A suspect is in custody. The country's interior minister says an initial investigation found a clear political motivation for the attack. A statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham will be unveiled during a ceremony today at the U.S. Capitol, and an Arab League summit is getting underway in Bahrain. The war in Gaza tops the agenda as advocates of an independent Palestinian state work to advance their cause. Wall Street Dow futures up 31. It's NASDAQ futures ahead 29. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck. with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65+. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember all that music from that creepy rat. I took my kids to Chuck E. Cheese. It drained the life force out of me while watching them have pizza and get fat. My kids kept begging for more tokens. My mind and spirit were both broken. Children hyped up on sugar while eating their own boogers. I'm pretty sure I almost cried when I saw the stupid rat say hi. But something touched me deep inside the day the house band died. So bye bye Chuck E. Cheese band, goodbye. They retired, pulled the wires, 'cause they won't reunite. And them old robots should work on assembly lines instead of singing while you eat pizza pie. Singing while you eat pizza pie. They were singing bye bye Chuck E. Cheese band, goodbye. Now start eating 'cause they're leaving and it is closing time. Them old robots had really big scary eyes, singing while you try to eat pizza pie.
From the In Case You Missed the News Department, the closing of the animatronic band at all Chuck E. Cheese locations.
Oh, jeez, Dad.
Now you just have to put up with out-of-control children and adults who won't take responsibility for their behavior.
But what, is there one? Did you say there's one in Prattville still?
They closed the one on the Southern Boulevard. Check.
Oh, that's been good. That's been gone for a long time. Because there was a murder.
Yeah.
That was the showbiz that I used to go to.
Oh?
Yeah, the one that was right next to the Sizzler, I think, or down, not down.
And whatever happened to the Sizzler?
The Sizzler, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. The Sizzler, and there was another one before the Sizzler, another steakhouse. So we're out of Chuck E. Cheese's in Central Alabama?
Yeah, the last one that I remember was the one over that was inside the old Montgomery, not Montgomery, Eastdale Mall.
Oh.
There was one in there.
I didn't know there was one inside.
A song in the systems is called Chuck E. Cheese Hell. This has kind of been a musical day so far. Maybe we'll play it later, but right now...
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Well, it's very quiet out there, and we're enjoying this now because we have another storm system that's going to cause multiple problems. A whole host of problems, starting in the wee hours of tomorrow morning for part one. And it looks like at least a three-parter, and it looks like the rainfall amounts could be crazy. All right, so let's start at the beginning. Today is nice, mostly sunny, warm, high 88. Dry through the evening hours tonight, but the clouds increase. But if you're going to Biscuits Baseball or whatever, should be fine, low 68. The risk of showers and storms begins before dawn tomorrow morning in the wee hours, and that could be what's called an MCS, or a cluster of storms. Multiple threats. Periods of showers and storms, then another round on Friday afternoon, it looks like. More of a cellular mode. Maybe some large hail, damaging winds, can't rule out a tornado or two. Then maybe another round late Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday morning. And again, all modes of severe weather with excessive rainfall totals. Friday's high 84. We'll be in the low 80s on Saturday. Mostly sunny skies return on Sunday with a high around 87. We'll be near 90 on Monday and Tuesday. Right now, mostly clear and nice. It's 64. At 7:15.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
And now, once again, Rich Thomas.
Hi, let me talk to you about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. Having an accident is obviously no fun. I've had a series of them over the years. I mean, usually not my fault, I've always taken my car to Montgomery Paint and Body for over 35 years. It is easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but that is not the way they roll at MPB. As a matter of fact, that's why Donnie Turner got into the business over four decades ago when they were over on the Northeastern Boulevard. Now they're off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And if you have a mishap, give them a call. In fact, call them before you come in and give them an idea so they'll be expecting and knowing what your situation is. 27 Rec with a W is their phone number. They're no shortcuts. They're meticulous, dedicated, consistent, trustable, and that's why they are still in the business after four decades, because a lot of paint and body businesses have come and gone over the years. Tell your insurance agent you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body, because trust me, they will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
It is 7:16, Random Facts, just a few minutes away. We have a potential Morning Maroon nominee here. Supposed to be a big family Italian dinner. Mom's cooking it, right?
Yep.
But there was a major reason. It was the olive oil that she chose. A major reason why the family could not eat it.
I feel so bad. Look at what my poor mother did. She just cooked this beautiful meal, this like Tuscan chicken, and this amazing sauce with a new olive oil that she ordered from online. Pure Greek olive oil. And only after she finished did we discover that it's shower gel. The chicken tastes like straight up soap. How do you feel right now?
Like I want to physically hurt someone and hit something really hard.
Oh, God.
Now, there should be a law. You're not allowed to name a shower gel after a food. People could get confused like they just did.
Yeah, they did.
So the whole Tuscan chicken dinner went into the trash. Like the show is.
No, not yet.
Not yet. We got time. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, we have your local Blue Water news, and then part one of Random Facts is always followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
The Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The suspect in a deadly February crash on I-85 in Macon County is now facing a murder charge after he failed to show up for court this week. 40-year-old Roni Gonzalez Miranda was already facing a DUI charge in connection to the crash, which claimed the life of 45-year-old Angela Wilson. Montgomery manufacturer Genpak held a celebration Wednesday to unveil a $22 million plant upgrade. This means more jobs, as Genpak will need to fill 155 new positions at the plant, as well as retaining 145 people. Genpak produces containers and tableware for restaurants and retail stores. Governor Kay Ivey signed the first grade readiness bill into law on Wednesday. Under the controversial new law, students who did not attend kindergarten would have to take a test to prove they were ready for first grade. Alabama law does not require children to attend kindergarten. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With eight locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let me tell you something. He's becoming a big boy.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I sizzle on the steak. The aroma's divine. Pork shoulder slow cooked smells so fine. Tenderloin sausages and brisket too.
I'm throwing a barbecue.
Barbecue day is here for you.
Light this barbecue up,
yay! Unless you're a vegan, then go eat a turnip.
And now, let's see what Jay Scott can turn up in today's...
Turnip.
Yeah.
Did you know... there are miniature drones, just like we see in the movies. They're called Black Hornet Nano Drones. They are in active use by militaries around the world. They measure 16 by 2.5 centimeters.
Yeah?
16 centimeters by 2.5 centimeters.
These are drones?
These are drones.
Wouldn't the wind blow them around or
what? I guess not. They're very stable, I suppose.
And what are they used for?
Military. Militaries use them.
Mm.
Surveillance. They cost $195,000 each.
That's it. I'm not buying one.
I'll take five.
The boss is out of town and we're going drone crazy. Black Hornet.
Did you know Walter White?
Yeah. From Breaking Bad.
No, from the NAACP. Walter F. White, he's an NAACP leader, or was an NAACP leader for over 25 years. He passed as white. In other words, I guess,
yeah, with a
light
name.
Skin.
Yeah.
And he passed as white. He infiltrated lynching rings, and he also architected Brown versus Board of Education.
Oh. Well.
Despite the controversy surrounding his methods, his work exposed injustices and advanced civil rights as well, because he was able to infiltrate.
Then he moved to Albuquerque to do the meth?
No, not that one. Oh. Still not that guy. Still not that one. Did you know? In 1747, a dead person was elected as MP for the British constituency of Portsmouth. 4 days after they were elected, news arrived that the person had died 87 days earlier in the West Indies. That's how fast information traveled back in the 1700s.
And we elected a dead guy in 2020.
Actually, we've elected dead guys many times.
Yeah, that's true. And pets.
And sometimes we've elected them knowing that they were dead.
Right.
Look, we're still not going to vote. How must you feel to knowingly have lost to a dead person? In other words, the public knew this person was dead and still picked him over you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not a self-esteem builder, Jay.
Oof. Did you know how fast can a racing greyhound, what's their top speed?
I'm going to guess in the 30s.
All right, you got 30s. What do you got, Rich? You want to throw a number out? Or number range?
I'll say 38 miles per hour.
Well, he's in the 30s. Are you 38, 39, yeah, or under 38?
Under 38.
All right, Rich wins.
how fast?
47 miles per hour.
Get out of here.
I've been to Greyhound races. But
I've never been. I've seen them on TV. I've never been.
They don't give you speeds.
back in the day Victory Land. Yeah.
I was at the very recherche Palm Beach.
The Palm Beach, yeah. Wow.
And it's kind of there. And, the dogs are built to run.
Greyhounds, yeah.
And nobody's riding them or whipping them or anything else. They're just chasing a fake rabbit or whatever that thing is.
Yeah, no, that is rabbit.
Yeah, I've never seen the dog races, other than TV. I've never actually been.
I made some money and made it and stopped and made enough to go buy dinner upstairs and had a great steak.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I've actually never been to Victory Land.
You could be a winner.
Throw that out there. First off, it was around. Obviously, I wasn't old enough to go mainly.
When it was in its heyday.
Yeah, and it may be, hey, anybody can go. You just got to go to the restaurant or something like that. You can't go to the whatever. But yeah. I still never went. Never actually have been. Driven by it plenty of times. I know when I'm getting close to them 777s up in the sky when you're driving.
Whatever happened with all the slot machine controversy with that?
I don't know.
Raided the place?
Yeah, well, I think that all got taken care of. They all raided it and it closed it.
I want to know that huge hotel they built.
That's right.
What happened to that? As far as is it empty most of the time? I don't know.
And then there was COVID afterwards. Was Victory Land still around when COVID was going on, or did they have to close because of that?
I'm not sure.
I don't remember either. God, my memory of that whole area is just foggy.
We used to go out there for the coal keg. That was a business out there too.
I love the dinner they used to have at least once a year for everybody in the media.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to go to that.
Still didn't go to that.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't know if I was ever invited or what the case may have been, but never went.
What was his name again?
Milton McGregor.
Yeah, Uncle Milty. Did you know? Let's see. A British East India Company sailing ship, which looked like Aniston, but it's actually Arniston. That's why my eyes were being weird on that. Arniston. It is a British East India Company sailing ship. It was shipwrecked with the loss of 372 lives because the ship owners refused to buy a marine chronometer, which is an easy and cheap addition to the equipment of the ship, but they refused to do it.
The GFS of GPS of its day.
Exactly. And then...
chronometer.
There it is. Dead. Everybody on board. Did you know chocolate sheet cakes and mixes and the nominally chocolate dark wafers in Oreos taste so different from other common chocolate foods because they use black cocoa?
Oh.
Black cocoa is created by a different process than natural or, Dutch processed cocoa, which results in a very unique taste. So that's why you have Oreos having a different taste in their chocolate. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you...
It's not even 7:30 yet.
I'll go slower on my preview. Coming up on Random Facts. I'm going to tell you. We're going to tell you about... let's see. Oh, an interesting prediction by the New York Times... that was made in 1903. We'll tell you about that. We will also tell you a random fact about Colonel Sanders and his wife, Claudia, which I guess would be Claudia Sanders. But anyway, we'll tell you about an extremely rare brain disease. This is not a great one. Random fact about pigs. And we also have... a 9/11 random fact for you. That is coming up on... how much time we got?
25 seconds till
7:30.
There's plenty of stuff here, but it's all crap. Unless you own an iPhone, you'll be getting an update that will resurrect all your deleted nude photos.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. I've been wondering where they went.
Yeah. Honey, where's...
See, is that update due on mine? Yeah, I don't see it there.
Let's see. Checking mine now to see... I believe an update is... checking for update. Yep, there's an update. Ready to go.
Where do you find that? In the settings?
Settings and general.
Aha!
And then if you go to general under your settings, are you there?
General.
Then turn on new disk.
Then at the top should say software update.
Yes.
Then click that, and then it should check, and it should say that you have an update.
This update introduces a new Pride Radiance wallpaper.
Yep. New enhancements, other features, bug fixes, and nudes. Doesn't say that, actually.
Update now.
And there's also a new one for your watch, by the way, available right now.
Yes, there is.
I'm too poor to have an Apple Watch.
Oh.
But,
what about a Peach Watch?
All right, we're going to get a look at the roads here right now and then come back with our second convoluted intro for Random Facts at 7:31. Still some good time here.
Well, we're watching traffic continue to build all over the area this morning, but so far, so good. We haven't heard of any problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. We're just dealing with that very busy early morning traffic. And you know, this time of the morning, we've got a lot of cars streaming in. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, I-65 and 85, very busy. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Montgomery, I just have one question. What kind of car are you shopping for? If you want new Toyotas, pre-owned vehicles, and our best customer service and prices, it's all here at Toyota of Montgomery. No matter what you're looking for, the selection of new Toyotas are huge. Shop every model in every trim. Camry, Corolla, Tundra, Highlander. Plus, get an exceptional value with our certified pre-owned vehicles. They'll look, drive, and even smell brand new. The only difference is they cost thousands less. So what car are you shopping for? Chances are you can get it and save big on it at Toyota of Montgomery. Because it's all here. Big selection, great values, and exceptional customer service. Hurry to Toyota of Montgomery on East Boulevard, exit 6 off 85. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Online at toyotaofmontgomery.com.
Live Sunday, September 15th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, it's the Randy Travis More Live Tour, featuring a special appearance by Randy Travis.
Forever and ever, amen.
Come see Randy's longtime touring band, along with his co-star in The Price, James Dupree, as they perform all 16 of Randy's iconic number one hits.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river.
Sunday, September 15th at the Impact, the Randy Travis More Life Tour. Tickets available at the box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's May 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of May, 1929, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences held the very first Academy Awards ceremony. The awards were presented at a dinner party for around 250 people, held in the Blossom Room of the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, California. Come on with the music. I'm almost done. I want to thank my mom and my dad.
Great May 16th, the greatest day ever.
And now, the Oscar for Best Morning Show feature goes to...
Random.
On the Academy Awards Day.
I would like to thank my agent. I don't have one. That would be me. I would like to thank...
I had an agent.
The little people.
Never tell you about him? Saul Foos.
Yeah. No. You've mentioned you had an agent. You haven't really gone into detail about the dude.
Well, he ended up in prison.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's why.
Sonny Clark is one of his clients, too. What he did was he conned, you know, we all trusted him. And he conned a lot of the guys to give him a chunk of their earnings.
Oh, I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
Well, he was doing, he was an addicted gambler, and he was taking the money. And one time I gave him money, I got it back a year later.
Yeah.
And I had to really work him to send me a check because I was buying a house. I needed it. And he promised me an 18% profit in 1 year. And I got it and the money. But there was a guy named Murphy in the Morning in West Palm Beach who had given him hundreds of thousands of dollars, all of it gone.
Gone. Jeez.
And he wound up not only having to continue to work, but it took years before they sold all of his stuff, his property, the stuff he had, to divide it among the losers.
There's a, I haven't watched it, I don't know, but when I go to my Apple TV Plus homepage, they, you know, have advertisements of their things. And there was a documentary about something called the Hollywood Con Queen. Hmm. And she's an agent.
Yeah.
But she just, yeah.
I had a secret agent.
He was good, though. I mean, he really, really took care of you on your contracts and stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember one time I walked in and, your bonus check is here. So what bonus check? Well, you get an $8,000 bonus when you start your second year. Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
And, yeah. It was, you know, it's nice.
No, I never had. I had a
I'm
secret,
just glad I didn't
have
any money.
Secret agent, man, but.
I have no agent. Maybe I should get one. Did you know, in 1903, the New York Times predicted that it would take humans 1 to 10 million years to perfect a flying machine?
Is that right?
1 to 10 million years.
69 days later...
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers.
Oh, that's great.
If I remember right, I did a random fact. God, years and years and years and years ago... About the New York Times, I want to say it was the New York Times, posting a, not a retraction, but a an apology recently for that article where they said, it's going to take forever. And then it took them whatever, ever how long to go back and say.
That's the movie that needs to be made. I know they've made a couple that were mediocre, but they really need
something
to make
real serious.
A movie that not only builds up to incredible moment where they finally achieve powered air flight.
I know, right?
But then you end the movie by Tate morphing from the first flight and do everything that followed it and see how quickly aviation advanced to the point we're on the moon 60 years later.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Oh, we didn't go to the moon.
You want to go to the moon, Rich? You want to go to the moon? I got your rocket right here.
Bang, zoom!
You can join Alice Cramden up there.
No. God, it's all Hollywood stuff.
No, right.
It's all fake. Yeah. Never happened. Did you know? Colonel Sanders, founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and his wife Claudia, they had grown unhappy with recipe changes at KFC after they had sold the company. Like, I don't like what they're doing to my company. So, in 1968...
I just need a little Hall & Oates.
I understand. Thing. When you need some Hall & Oates.
Brian Williams.
Hall & Oates.
Colleen, maybe do it.
Okay.
I'll go back to my Facebook page now.
Yeah, so anyway, Claudia and the Colonel were not happy with the recipe changes after they had sold the KFC company. So in 1968, they opened what was called Claudia Sanders Dinner House. It was then subject to a lawsuit by the new owners of the Kentucky Fried Chicken, and it was settled out of court, and they closed the store. So, yeah, you sold the company, you can't do it again. Did you know there's extremely rare brain disease? It is called FFI, fatal familial insomnia. It causes the victim to lose their ability to sleep permanently.
Oh, man.
Resulting in death.
Of course.
Well, that's when you finally do go to sleep.
Can you imagine
not being able to go to sleep?
Think about the first night, and you're like, God, I couldn't sleep last night. And you just try, and you can't. And then the next night, you're like, I've got to go see a doctor or something. I can't. It's been this long. Then eventually, I guess you just go, because we've talked about people who have willingly stayed awake for as long as they can.
Yeah, and it's
ridiculous. They've talked about hallucinations and things that their mind goes through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And those are people who could probably go to sleep if they wanted to. But this, when you can't, oh my God, you slowly go insane.
You got to interrupt. We have breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Bluebell is releasing a new flavor today, Root Beer Float.
We're allowed to say it now.
Yes.
We're officially allowed to say it now.
And they'll be here at 2:45 today to try it out.
We knew yesterday, but we couldn't tell you.
Yeah, we couldn't. We had to wait. So, now we can.
Root Beer Float.
I'll be able to give you a review. I will only eat a small one of those little cups, but that I will tell you.
Did you know? pigs were first commercially slaughtered where?
Commercial pigs?
They were first commercially slaughtered. In other words, they're like, we're going to kill these pigs for our, you know, mass commercial use, that sort of thing.
I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm going to go back to Roman times, so I'm going to say Rome.
Ithaca, New York.
It's here in the United States, yes.
Okay.
But it's not Ithaca.
Rome, Georgia.
That's great. The reason I ask is, usually I only ask these very, very vague, wild questions because it relates to one of you.
Oh.
This one happens to relate to one of you. Because pigs were first commercially slaughtered...
In Ohio?
In Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow!
Which became known as Porkopolis.
Porkopolis?
By the mid-1800s, Cincinnati led the nation in pig processing.
Wow.
So, yeah, you live not too far from Porkopolis.
Right there on the river.
Where a lot of that byproduct probably went into it.
Probably.
Did you know, here's your 9/11 random fact here to sort of bring the tone down a bit here. The remains of 1,150 unidentified victims of the 9/11 terror attacks are kept inside the September 11th Memorial and Museum at the World Trade Center in New York City.
You listen to me. You've got to go there. You've got to, at some time in your life, you go to that museum. We spent 3 hours there. It is absolutely amazing. But I did not know that fact.
Yeah.
But it's a very solemn place. There's not a lot of loud noises in that museum, let me tell you.
And it's amazing that it is... that it's in New York City.
Yeah.
In the middle of New York City, as loud of a city as that can be, but apparently when you go into that park...
It is so solemn.
It is quiet.
It is very quiet.
So
it's respectful.
Yeah, exactly. Those are your random facts.
Okay, we're about to do a $20 food outlet pop quiz question, and I'm here to tell you about the food outlet specials. Cost plus 10% pricing works throughout the store, so you will save on everything. I invite you to comparison shop. I do a little reconnaissance comparison if I have to stop at another store for one item or something. And I'll look around at some of the things I normally buy. I remember what I pay at Food Outlet. I've been shopping there for 11 years. I've got it memorized. But what is clearly obvious is that inflation is still very much an issue. By the way, that inflation number yesterday, Brent mentioned, doesn't include food and gas. Which seems ridiculous because
that's important.
What's everybody consuming on a weekly basis that makes that number meaningless?
Right.
But you can fight it with your Inflation Deflation Grocery Nation and graduation specials this week as they offer, first of all, on the refreshment aisle, your favorite 12 packs, the fridge pack, Coke products, $4.99. That's a good price. I've seen those at $6.50 and $7 at other places. In the meat department, sirloin tip roast, just $4.59. That's an easy one to sear. Throw a little cricket dust on it, turn it over, and you can either bake it or grill it at a low temperature until it's nice and pink on the inside. Quite awesome. $4.59 a pound for that. USDA split chicken breast, $2.11 a pound. Get a gallon of Sunny D. That is one of the most popular kid drinks in America. $2.94 for a full gallon if you're grilling over next weekend. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, 2 for $3. And Oscar Mayer hot dogs, always best on the grill. Boiled hot dogs just don't kick it like grilled hot dogs do. Those are $1.98 for regular or bun length. And how about grilling some sweet corn? They've got that as well. White or yellow, $1.77
each. I love corn. Yeah.
They got a great fresh fruit and vegetable department. Everything you need. Save across the store at Food Outlet with 3 locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook, Food Outlet on Main Street, west of Highway 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jake.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the speed of a greyhound, a racing greyhound specifically. The full speed can reach to at least this number. What was the number we gave?
Okay.
Miles per hour.
Gotcha.
272-9228, 272-9228. Grand prize drawing is tomorrow. At least take a shot at a backup question and get a bonus entry with some great stuff, including the works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. 272-9228.
Brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Well, so far we've done pretty well in traffic this morning. However, Ann Street, right around Lee High School, we have a pedestrian that has been struck by a vehicle there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles making that run while they clear that. Everywhere else, light to mostly moderate traffic and building. We've got a lot of cars inbound from Wetumpka, Prattville, Millbrook, I-65 and 85. A lot of cars there. The boulevards are building. Please use caution. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated when accidents occur. McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Is Debbie ready to play? Okay, Debbie, you
Good morning.
How are you today?
Debs, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. How about those racing greyhounds?
What's top speed
what's
there?
The top speed that Jay mentioned?
How about 47 miles per hour?
Yeah, that's
correct.
So, Debbie, you got a $20 head start on your next trip to Food Outlet.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Stay on the line.
And, our backups are dropping off, but we have J-Tom left.
Oh.
Hey, J-Tom.
Hey.
Where is everybody today?
Where is everybody?
I'm still here.
Okay. Pigs were first commercially slaughtered where? And it was not Rome, Georgia.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
That is correct.
And that's it.
Pigopolis.
That's it.
That's it for the random follow-ups. Thanks, J-Tom.
No other follow-ups.
Where's my review from Backup Steve?
Oh, my God. You think you can trust a guy?
Yeah. What am I going to... What will I do?
Maybe he took today off. Wait a minute. Maybe that's him right there.
Oh, this line
line one.
Good morning.
Oh, it's dial tone again.
Yeah, that guy. 7:48.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
I'm sure you know it's been a tough couple of weeks across the South. Various states from Texas and Louisiana to Georgia and the Carolinas and Florida have been battered, and here we go again. Today's a quiet day, though. Mostly sunny, very warm, with a high around 88. Dry through the evening hours tonight, low 68. The risk of showers and storms begins with round one of severe weather. This would be a cluster of storms that moves in the wee hours of tomorrow morning. We'll be here to track it for you, and our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Then, multiple rounds, and then we're all talking about every mode of severe weather, including damaging wind gusts, hail, and the possibility of tornadoes. Round two would be Friday afternoon, and how strong that will be depends on round one. In other words, they're all associated with they're all connected. a low-end tornado threat, including excessive rainfall totals possible, and then maybe round three, perhaps late Friday night into early Saturday morning. So, yeah, this is going to be quite a little storm system that rolls through, and it doesn't do it quickly. There's still more rounds of showers and storms even into Saturday, with 84 Friday, near 80 Saturday, mostly sunny Sunday, with a high around 87. It's clear now and comfortable, 64, 750.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, next hour, we'll have a Seafood Bistro gift card to give away, but have we decided on a delivery system for this?
Not yet.
I was hoping. We had a lot of fun with those celebrity singers falling downstairs yesterday.
Yeah, that was... I wonder who put that together. That was pretty
But
cool.
There were no more this morning. So we will find something to keep you amused. It's 9 before 8. Here's Wall Street Business.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. consumer prices increased less than expected in April, suggesting that inflation resumed its downward trend in a boost to financial market expectations for a September interest rate cut. Home Depot posted a bigger-than-expected drop in quarterly same-store sales as cautious Americans shelled out less for big-ticket items while focusing on small-scale home repair and maintenance tasks. Cisco Systems forecast fourth-quarter revenue above Wall Street estimates on Wednesday as the network equipment maker benefits from a pickup in enterprise spending and easing supply chain constraints. The company's shares rose 5% in trading after the bell. Footwear brand Converse will cut jobs as part of parent company Nike's ongoing $2 billion cost-saving plan. Nike had laid out a cost-saving plan in December that would stretch over the next 3 years. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. New Lexus IS300, only $463 a month. Like the new ES350, now just $535 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings and soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. VIN number RU 24105739999 to assigning 5,000 mile lease. VIN number R513070645272 to assigning 10,000 mile lease. With 36 months with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, dock fee. Expires 6/4/24.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be, or excuse me, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. All men and women created by it. So you know the thing. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man.
We choose truth over facts.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
You ain't black.
We gotta... It's just... Yeah. But you gotta... I mean, we gotta reassure... Look, my message to everybody I talk to is...
Nobody.
What? Man. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't. I mean, this idea of, you know, slow Joe. I shouldn't laugh about it because, anyway.
Yeah. Hey, let's play Tulsi Gabbard, slewing the shrew on The View yesterday.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. A lot of Ohio talk this morning going back to Rich Thomas's home state, where they are being plagued in a town called Marysville. Familiar with it?
I've heard of it, but I have never been there.
They're being plagued with people leaving thousands of dollars in public toilets.
They're leaving thousands of dollars in public toilets?
See, yes.
I've never
done that. You might say that they are...
So they're dumping money into public toilets?
It's being discovered in public toilets. There's somebody must be flush with cash. I'll be here all week, which ends tomorrow. They 2 weeks ago, more than $25,000 was found in a public bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, you go in there to take a... And you walk out with a load of money. Nice.
Right?
It was found in a public bathroom at the Avalon Theater, the performing arts venue in Marysville. And then a week later, $12,000 found in a public bathroom at a KFC in the same town.
This is crazy.
Let me tell you, if I had found $12,000 in a public toilet, you wouldn't be reading about it in the news because I wouldn't have told a soul.
Yeah. This must be a new kind of toilet paper.
And I don't care if it was in a toilet or not.
I'll slap some
gloves on and that's I'll pull that money out.
That's why they invented soap, Jay.
Exactly. Even if I didn't have gloves, I'd be pulling that money out.
The cash was hidden. This is why this is weird. It's not like two people accidentally left that amount of cash somewhere. Although if you are carrying like a giant wad of money in your pocket, you should always, and if you have to sit, always make sure it's secure.